This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be more simple. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/scary. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/scary. Hey everyone, I wanted to show you the new deodorant I recently ordered from Native. The scents are amazing. There is coconut and vanilla, unscented. So here's the coconut vanilla one. So all the products are made with shea butter and coconut oil. So they're very simple and clean, and they are plastic, aluminum free, and paraben free, and vegan and cruelty free. So the holidays are here. So let's say goodbye to stereotypes with naughty Native and nice seasonal collection, because sometimes we feel naughty and sometimes we feel nice. So why not have some spiked eggnog with that candy cane? These seasonal scents are so good, you'll want to whiff them all. So Native's deodorant now comes in a new and improved package and 100% plastic free, and uses the same formula as their regular deodorant with much more sustainable packaging. So let me show you this real quick. The packaging, here you go, there's that. So there are three plastic-free deodorants that would be $39 normally, but if you use my link and the code SNARLED, that's S-N-A-R-L-E-D, you'll get them for $26. That's over 33% off with my code. You can also get 20% off any body wash or toothpaste. So buy yourself a treat. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Samadia Siren.
During battle, enemy forces aren't even remotely a threat compared to the paranormal demons that lurk in the woods. This story is inspired by true events. My uncle, Nikolai, sat shaking in his chair. He suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder from his time serving as a soldier. And when you hear this story, you'll understand why. Nikolai had been drafted to fight on the border of Bulgaria and Ukraine. He was on patrol with his best friend, Arthur. They were in the same battalion and tried to look out for one another. It was almost midnight and pitch black, only the light of the moon guiding them, with their rifles loaded and their senses on high alert, and they continued to pace. They could see their breath in the night air to stop the chill setting in. They kept marching. The frigid air was cold and dense with fog. Normally, the silence was a good sign, but my uncle could see Arthur was beginning to unravel. His pace was picking up, his eyes darted all about, and he was fidgeting with his uniform. Suddenly, he stopped dead. Nikolai almost bumped into him, and then he too stood quite still, listening to a haunting, high-pitched noise. It sounded oddly human, but they couldn't quite place it or understand why it would be there. It seemed to follow them as they continued their rounds, and it was getting louder. Nikolai gave Arthur the signal. They got down into a prone position on their stomach and they readied their guns. Nikolai grabbed his cross necklace and said a prayer. This might be our time to die, he thought. Aiming in the direction of the sound, they realized it reminded them of a woman singing. As they could hear the voice closer, they actually thought it was beautiful. Arthur threw his gun down with relief. They couldn't see who it was through the dense forest. Nikolai wasn't convinced and tried to get Arthur's attention. It could be a trap. They had to stay prepared. The sea of trees blocked their vision from the owner of the spellbinding voice. Tears streamed down Arthur's face. It was the most gentle sound he had heard in months. He yearned to see where it was coming from, and without a thought, took off into the brush to find her. Nikolai darted after his friend. He knew danger lurked through the trees, and they needed to be back at their post. Just as he caught up to Arthur, another silhouette appeared before them. "No!" Nikolai cried. Sure, this was it. Then, in between the trees, they saw the mesmerizing woman. But it made no sense. What was she doing in an active war zone? Singing loudly in a high-pitched, lovely voice, Nikolai watched Arthur slowly approach her, entranced. Her long, blonde, flowing hair reached her elbows, and her pale, vibrant skin practically glowed in the dark. Her free, flowing white dress hung loosely over her frame, and her amber eyes glowed like a cat's. And so now, Nikolai was the one getting fidgety. The woman was stunning, but it made no sense for her to be there. She cocked her head and glanced over at him with a sinister smile. "Arthur! Arthur!" Nikolai called, now certain this was a trap. But Arthur gave no reply, his features showing no indication of even hearing his friend. Nikolai tried to physically pull him away, but Arthur shoved him to the ground. Nothing was going to keep him from the glowing woman. Nikolai ran to the nearest checkpoint station to call reinforcements. The singing was fading in the distance and then abruptly stopped. A screeching scream cut through the silence like a knife, freezing his insides. Even worse was a high-pitched female laughing as the singing returned, only this time it was much closer. Nikolai gripped his rifle tightly, aiming it into the night. She soon appeared clearly unfazed by the gun. Her beauty and alluring singing made it hard to focus. Nikolai felt his mind being freed of will. He started to slowly advance on the woman, letting his rifle drop to the ground. Any fear in his mind was obliterated, so long as she kept singing her siren song. Nikolai closed the gap between them. As he reached her, she extended her hand. My uncle reached out, and just as he dropped to his knees, kissing her hand, there was a sudden hail of gunfire. Bullets penetrated the woman's skin, and her white dress turned into a crimson blood red, sprayed all over the hard soil, turning the dirt into wet mud. Nikolai snapped out of his trance. At the sound of bullets flying through the air, mere centimeters from his body, that gunfire was meant for him, not this poor woman. The reinforcements from his battalion descended upon the scene. They pulled Nikolai out of harm's way, and he was taken back to base camp and checked for wounds. After he was confirmed as uninjured, they returned to collect the body of the woman and retrieve Arthur. But neither was ever found. The woman had disappeared without a trace. No blood, no drag marks, nothing. There was just countless small holes in the hard soil where the bullets had penetrated. There was no way she could still be alive. Arthur wasn't found either. No sign of his body. The only trace of him having been there was his rifle and fresh boot prints. Nikolai began to panic, insisting they both must be there. That's when a native soldier told him what had happened. He was almost taken by the spirit of the Samadeva, an ancient Bulgarian nymph. With their hypnotic voice, they show warrior-like qualities, and once they immobilize you, they bring you to the other side. They force their prey to work for them as slaves until they tortured to death. If the reinforcements hadn't appeared when they did, my uncle Nikolai wouldn't be alive to tell us his tale.
From Amazon Music, I Hear Fear is a new anthology series of suspenseful stories hosted by Carrie Mulligan. These stories are inspired by true events and real places. So the next sound you hear could be your very own scream. In each episode of I Hear Fear, you'll be treated to a new psychological thriller. A forest monster who lures teens into the woods and never lets them return. A line of beauty products that takes the search for youth to dark extremes. And an EDM party that turns deadly when the DJ takes over more than just the dance floor. These might sound like urban legends, but I Hear Fear proves that the scariest stories of all are the ones that are true. I Hear Fear will introduce immersive horror and lead you straight into the heart of darkness. Prepare to be taken on a journey into the unknown. Hey Prime members, listen to the Amazon Music exclusive podcast, I Hear Fear, in the Amazon Music app. Download the app today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel very unsure. Whether it's a career change or a new relationship or becoming a parent, that's why BetterHelp is a great way for you to get the therapy that you need. BetterHelp helps you learn coping skills, self-empowerment, dealing with trauma, and much, much more. Of course, your mental health is very important, so make sure that you take the time and find the resources that you need for your well-being. So, as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be more simple. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/scary. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/scary.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.